Missouri Net News is presented by Missouri's Natural Gas Operators. For important natural gas safety tips, visit mosafegas.com.
A $25,000 reward is now being offered for tips leading to an arrest in yesterday's triple shooting in broad daylight in Kansas City, which killed a child. KNBC's Brian Johnson reports the child was in a vehicle that was struck by more than 20 bullets.
Let me get out of the way. You can see just how many bullet holes went into this car. We counted nearly two dozen, at least 23 bullet shots into the car. The child, a very young child, possibly five or younger, in the back seat, has died from his or her wounds. Two adults, we're told, are now in stable condition.
Some Democrats on Capitol Hill have threatened to pack the U.S. Supreme Court during the U.S. Supreme Court justice confirmation process. Missouri U.S. Senator Josh Hawley says Democrats have vowed to burn down the Constitution.
Democrats in Washington have ripped Republicans for forging ahead with the confirmation of a new U.S. Supreme Court justice after Friday's death of Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg. During an appearance on Fox and Friends, Senator Hawley, a member of the Senate Judiciary Committee, says the U.S. Supreme Court was a central issue in the 2018 election.
To say because they lost elections that now that they will break all of our constitutional norms and standards, they'll pack courts, they'll conduct impeachment hearings to stop a president from carrying forward his constitutionally authorized privileges and responsibilities, that's insane. This is the same party that looks the other way while rioters and looters burn down our towns. Now the Democrats are saying they'll burn down the Constitution.
Hawley says the Senate could wrap up the confirmation process in 1 week to less than 3 weeks. Alisa Nelson, Missouri Net.
And the Taney County Health Department in southwestern Missouri has confirmed the total number of deaths in the county due to COVID-19 has jumped by 9 to 28. Several of the deaths date back to mid-August. Health leaders announced the deaths after an exhaustive reconciliation of death certificate data. The University of Missouri football team will kick off its season Saturday evening, but you won't be able to tailgate on campus this year.
Mizzou says because of the COVID pandemic, tailgating will be prohibited this season in all game day parking lots and campus spaces. Tailgating is also prohibited on sidewalks, streets, and parking lots on MU property. Mizzou says the decision was based on the guidance of public health officials as well as MU Healthcare's own infectious disease experts. Brian Houseworth, Missouri Net.
A man wanted for a parole violation and a violent crime charges in a St. Louis area hospital with life-threatening injuries after being shot by police late yesterday afternoon in Bell Fountain Neighbors. After running from police, the 26-year-old suspect was located under the porch of a residence. Police said he pulled out a gun and pointed it at police and they opened fire. The two officers who fired at the suspect have a total of 17 years police experience between them. More news online anytime at MissouriNet.com. You're listening to the latest news on Missouri Net.